Live. You can bring up anything you want by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features there for free. So enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
So just to bring you up to speed, there's one more paragraph in this story, for those of you just tuning in, about this Ron Paul financial crack dealer article from Forbes. And it kind of wraps up what this guy thinks about Ron Paul and what he's doing, which is, of course, promoting an idea of a significant increase in liberty here in the so-called United States. And Unger, Rick Unger is the man's name who wrote this article over at Forbes. He writes, "What Paul is offering the nation's working youth is financial crack. Enjoy yourself today, but forfeit the benefits government can provide society. Benefits that you might be surprised to find may become a necessity in your own life in the years to come." He encourages the young to put more money in their own pocket today by forgetting about the responsibility this generation owes to their fellow Americans, even when life goes particularly well, allowing for a greater contribution to the public good. Let's hope Donald Trump is right and that Ron Paul can never be elected president of the United States. I would hate to see what we might become under his sort of leadership.
Mark, explain Fox News, because I didn't look at the whole thing in detail. What did they do after it was announced that Ron Paul won this year?
So I saw a YouTube clip today where apparently Fox News, shortly after the CPAC convention, where Ron Paul won in 2011, so just a couple of days ago.
And last year they had a lot of trouble explaining that, and they kind of glossed over it.
Yeah, last year he won also, and he didn't win to as many as much applause in the audience. There were a lot of boos, mixed boos, and mm-hmm. clapping and things like that. But this year, Fox News played the clip to Ron Paul and then interviewed him about it and said, "Ha ha! Why did you find out who doesn't like you? Boy, it sounds like they really didn't like you very much, did they?" And it turns out that clip was from last year. They flat out lied that
played that clip saying it was from this year.
Yes,
but it was booing last year because people didn't boo this year, or not as many people?
Not nearly as many. It sounded like the crowd was very happy with the results this year.
And this year, Dick Cheney got shouted down as a war criminal.
Yep.
Nice.
By the young people.
Yeah,
and
the Rumsfeld,
too.
Convention.
Yeah.
So, again, he's saying that he's offering the nation's working young financial crack. But the thing is, and he's saying that you should just put more money in your own pocket and forget about a responsibility you owe to your fellow Americans. How many young people, and as irresponsible as they might be, how many young people, like, let's say this comes to be the case, and that Ron Paul gets elected and that somehow he's able to get rid of Social Security. A lot of these things are things that presidents can't just do. Mm-hmm. And Ron Paul getting elected isn't going to change, anything instantaneously.
It's a bully pulpit, though.
Right. He can start vetoing things, and he can do lots as the president, no doubt. But it's not going to completely reverse the ship of state in, a week or anything. But let's just say he gets in there. Let's just say things go real well and they start to roll back things, and Social Security has gotten rid of, Medicare has gotten rid of, the Department of Education. Ron Paul's just, slashing and burning in this kind of fantasy that people have that they want him to be able to do. So in that case, you've got your 20-year-old hardworking college kid or whatever, and they're out there working their job, and now all of a sudden they get to take more money home because, they don't have to pay in the 15% of their paycheck that goes into Social Security. Remember, you look at your paycheck, you've got 7.5% that shows on the paycheck. There's another 7.5% behind the scenes that was already paid to the government before it even reached your paycheck, before it could even get to the point of being shown on your paycheck. So you don't ever see that. This 15% of every pay period is going to Social Security, and then add on the other taxes. They get all that money back in. Do you think that they would refuse to give that money to their grandparents if, their grandpa and their grandma didn't save for their retirement for whatever reason, and that they, needed Social Security so badly, whatever piddly amount Social Security is sending them? Do you think that those young people wouldn't contribute money to people that they cared about, the people that were important in their lives? I mean, just to suggest that suggests that people are inhumane and that people don't care about the plight of their fellow man or their fellow friends or their family members, and I think it's absolutely insulting.
Also, when someone gets hired, let's just say they get hired at $30,000 a year. Well, there's also a certain amount that's budgeted for their health care, which, of course, is bloated because of government involvement. Mm-hmm. So they'd have more of that money as well if the government was involved in health care, because health care would be cheaper, and
right.
they could keep more of that money that's going to health care insurance now for them.
And Ron Paul's message isn't just resonating with young people. It resonates with anybody who's ever yearned to be free. That's not just the youth of America. That includes the people in their 30s, 40s, and 50s, and 60s, and people that are making a lot more money than the youth of America. So those people would also be taking home 15% or 30% more in their paychecks, and they would be able to send that money to their grandparents or their parents or whoever needs it. I mean, come on! People can make their own decisions for themselves.
I don't know why this guy doesn't advocate for government control in everything that he considers to be an important aspect of life. I mean, let's be serious. It's not all about just saving for your old age. What about the things that you eat, the vehicles that you drive? I mean, everybody should drive a Volvo. They're the safest, right? Everybody should only eat vegetables. They're the best for you. Whatever it is that, this guy thinks is the right thing to do. The suggestion that I don't know how to best allocate my money, according to him, is just wrong. I mean, I feel badly for people that, the people that are reaching their probably, I would guess, 50s and 60s that aren't going to get what they thought they were going to get out of Social Security. I feel bad for them, but it doesn't obligate me in any way.
I don't expect it, personally. I don't expect to get Social Security or Medicare, so I'm mm-hmm. taking measures to make sure that I'm healthy, that I don't need to go into the hospital, that I don't need chemotherapy. I can start taking care of myself.
I'll get out of here the same way, Wayne. I mean, that much is clear. But you need to put money away for these things, and the idea that you're going to wait on the government to do that for you, that's irresponsible. He's suggesting that these young people are irresponsible. That's irresponsible. And also, there's no legal obligation to pay into Social Security. Employees, I don't know how they're going to opt out of it, but people that have their own business, they don't have to pay into Social Security. There's nothing that makes them do it. I haven't paid into it for years, and I have no intention of starting.
Yeah, it's been years for me as well.
Yeah.
So let's go to the phones. Your thoughts, 800-259-9231. And then there's even more fallout from Ron Paul's success. This one directed even more harshly at all libertarians. We'll get to that in a moment. But first, we've got Scott the Bigot on the line. You're on Free Talk Live in Massachusetts. Hello, Scott.
Yes, good evening, Mark, Ian, and Wade. How are you?
Scott, what's on your mind tonight?
Don't know yet.
This month is Black History Month.
And I guess it is.
I am opposed to Black History Month. It should be abolished by law, and I'm going to tell you why. They don't have a White History Month. They don't have a Protestant History Month. This is to pander to blacks.
Mark, wait a second, just before you go on. Can you name one Chinese emperor for me?
Chinese emperor.
Yeah. Can you name a British king?
George III.
There you go. Now you know that we have White History Month every single day here in America.
I'm saying that this Martin Luther King Day, for example, has been rammed down our throat.
It's not rammed down my throat. I mean, I don't have to deal with anything. It doesn't bother me that there's a Black History Month.
What bothers you about Martin Luther King?
It bothers me because he gets preferential treatment where white people have been disenfranchised in this country. I feel that I have to kowtow millions of whites to suck up to blacks.
What bothers you about Martin Luther King?
The biggest thing that bothered me about Martin Luther King, first of all, he was a communist. He was a subversive. J. Edgar Hoover said that himself, the late and great J. Edgar Hoover.
Isn't that the guy dressed up like a woman?
That's alleged.
I don't think Scott likes that either.
if he was a homosexual, then I lose all respect for him.
Oh,
but
really?
But he said it. But that's alleged.
You can only respect people who are white, Anglo-Saxon Protestants, is that right?
Heterosexual.
Heterosexual, yes, that's right. Normal people such as myself.
Oh, I see. So you get to define what's normal, right?
I don't want, so normal,
as you've described to us, you are just completely antisocial. You're afraid to go out and talk to people because you might find out that the human beings are all the same. Thanks for the call tonight, Scott. Appreciate it. So you stay in your apartment and you cower in your basement or whatever. 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever you want. I think all holidays should be abolished. Not just one. It's Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
I'm Roger Rao at Midas Resources. If you are going through a financial roller coaster because of your investment in stocks, bonds, and other paper assets, perhaps you're ready for a change. You have an opportunity to change your financial security. Get the stability and peace of mind you deserve by investing in precious metals. Gold and silver have been a form of wealth protection for over 5,000 years all over the world. If you have seen your hard-earned money lose value because of inflation, sliding dollar, etc., it's time you stop the bleeding. The answer to your problems is simple. Gold and silver will protect your assets and your purchasing power, physical possession of precious metals, IRA rollover, etc. Call me, Roger Rao, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Take action today when we are still accepting paper dollars for gold and silver. Ready for a change? Call Roger Rao at 1-800-686-2237, extension 178. Again, it's 1-800-686-2237, extension 178.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Anything you want, dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com is the place that you can go. There are a lot of features there, and we give them to you. Archives are up there at the top of the page. They're free, and they're brought to you by HostGator.
HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. They've got more than 4,500 templates. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you. They've got a 99.9% uptime guarantee, 24/7 technical support, and a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, use the portal that we've created for you, hostgator.freetalklive.com. Get your first month completely free. Hostgator.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to continue here. 800-259-9231. You're welcome to bring up whatever happens to be on your mind. Ron Paul stirring it up yet again, and he hasn't even announced a candidate, a candidacy for president. I mean, he spoke at the Conservative Political Action Conference after winning. I don't know if it was after or before, but he won the poll that they had there, winning with 30% of the vote on this presidential preference poll or whatever they called it, where this the follow-up, the runner-up, Mitt Romney won 23%, so a decided victory for Ron Paul, second year in the row as well, and a huge amount of people there supporting him. And people are on the attack as a result of this. The people within the right wing, and you know, not to a lesser extent, the people on the left. Lionel, I was watching his YouTube channel earlier today, one of my favorite talk show hosts of all time, definitely an influence on me. He's got his own YouTube channel, and he was talking about this, and he just nailed it. I mean, he pointed out that Ron Paul is going to be attacked from both sides. Just watch, just wait. It's already begun. He's going to be attacked because what he has to say is dangerous to the status quo. He's dangerous. He's dangerous to the Federal Reserve. He's dangerous to the power structure of the Republicans and Democrats. He described them as two drunks walking together, kind of holding each other up as they're walking down the street, the Republicans and Democrats.
And because of Ron Paul, for the first time in history, the Federal Reserve had to hire a PR firm because of all the bad press they were getting with the audit the Fed bill and the book and the Fed that Ron Paul came out with. So there's a lot of unprecedented events happening to the power structure. It's cracking at the seams, and they're just struggling to keep it all together.
And they wouldn't attack Ron Paul if he was meaningless. Like, if Ron Paul were just some shouting Looney Tunes over in the mm-hmm. corner, they would completely ignore him. But
right.
he is meaningful. He has made a connection with people, with the things that he says. And that is why they're attacking him. And it goes back to what you were saying earlier, Wayne, where what is it? First they ignore you, then they laugh at you.
Then they fight you, and then
you win. So we're still kind of, I think, in the laughing slash fighting phase, because, again, they do attempt to belittle Ron Paul. They do attempt to demean him and kind of bring him down and insult him and call him things like quixotic to attempt to relegate him to the loony bin.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they know they have to deal with him because he is a threat. So we'll continue with what some of the attacks are in a moment. One of them is against libertarians, not specifically Ron Paul. But Charles in Ohio is with us first. Charles, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Hi, Ian, Wayne, and Mark. How are you guys?
Hey, great. Charles, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, so if there was any doubt that we all live in a police state, I want to share a quick story with you guys. Last night, I was on my way back home from work, and I get a phone call from my wife, and I hear a little bit of a desperation and distress in her voice. Apparently, there are two federal agents at our door looking for me.
Federal agents at your door looking for you, okay.
Yeah, and they wanted to talk to me about a picture that I posted on Facebook.
Really?
What? Yes. Yeah, so
what was this a picture of? Was this like a dismembered Barack Obama in a box or something?
No, not at all. So a few weeks ago, I went to the SS office to renew my government card here. I lost the original one. And as I was sitting down, I noticed this poster on the wall that basically said, cell phones are forbidden, pictures are forbidden, and so on. So, of course, the first thing I do, I take my iPhone out of the pocket and take a picture of the poster. And
nice.
That I posted on Facebook, right, with some snarky comments and mm-hmm. all that. And it seems like one of my so-called Facebook friends mm-hmm. I guess, called in and reported me as some sort of
wow.
friend. Wow. So
they just follow up on any thing that somebody just calls in on?
It seems to be so, yes. Yes.
They sent federal agents to investigate you because you took a picture of a poster in the waiting room of the Social Security office.
Yes. Yes, and of course, some of my folks, some of the folks on my Facebook friends list, they made some snarky comments, and one of the comments I made in return was, you know, well, there's no real, you know, Social Security at the Social Security office. And apparently that comment was perceived to be a threat. And these guys, they drove all the way from Cincinnati all the way up to my house. And we live in the middle of nowhere. This is, farmland, Ohio, right in the middle. We live on a farm.
Wow.
And it was just very disturbing and very scary.
Did they, just point of information, did they pull the picture down? Did they get Facebook to yank the photo?
No. In fact, I don't even think they went through the whole, you know, warrant type of process.
Of course not.
One of them called me today, and I spent a few minutes on the phone talking to him.
Was this the first time you'd encountered them, or what happened the night they were looking for, the day they were looking for you?
Yeah, nothing? So last night, basically, I was in my home, and they didn't feel like waiting for me about 30 minutes to get home, so they just kind of took off. They said, we want to get home ourselves. So
no, obviously, you're a real threat. They didn't feel like waiting around to talk to you.
Yeah, so one of them called me today, and I had a good chat on the phone with them. They're nice guys. I didn't really answer any questions. In fact, they were very
apologetic. That's good. It's always dangerous to talk to these people, because if you tell a lie to them or they believe you've told a lie, they could arrest you just for that. And that's why they put Martha Stewart in jail.
Yeah. But he was, in fact, very apologetic. He didn't really ask any questions. In fact, I asked more questions than he did, and it was just a very weird event.
So it makes you wonder. I mean, these are FBI guys, you think?
No. What? I didn't know this, but apparently the Social Security Department, I guess they have their own law enforcement arm.
Do they have a gun?
No. But they have badges. They flash.
And they've
badges
got guns.
Yeah, they've got guns. They've got concealed carry.
Wouldn't surprise me.
So we need armed, you know, badge-wearing Social Security agents?
Yeah. Well, every bureaucracy seems to have its own
Department
armed
of Education, we read a couple of years ago, they had some kind of budget for shotguns.
Great story, Charles. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. As we continue here, we're going to give you a two-pack of the Totesac, and then we'll continue taking your phone calls here in a moment. The Totesac is what, Mark? How would you describe it?
It's a retail grocery bag carrier. It's made of 100% recycled materials right here in the United States. It's designed to make all kinds of carrying tasks easier, specifically carrying grocery bags, whether it's the recyclable cloth kind or the kind that the plastic kind that you get at the grocery store. It can make it a heck of a lot easier.
Yeah, and you can go to totasac.us if you want to order some for yourself. They're really affordable, TOTASAK.US. And if you want to win a two-pack of the Totesac, you can call in right now. The number, prize line, 603-435-1105. That's 603-435-1105. You could win a two-pack of the Totesac. Dial in on that number. We'll be back with more in a moment.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit Organicaseed.com. At Organicaseed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to Organicaseed.com. That's Organicaseed.com. Organicaseed.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209. And the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The five main steps to great health are detoxification, an alkaline pH, elimination of infections, optimal hormone levels, and renutrification. When all these factors are brought into play, then your body is supported to create radiant health. Of all the nutrients needed by the body, protein plays a dominant role. The type, quality, and digestibility of that protein plays a key role in how good you feel on a day-to-day basis. Of all the proteins that nature offers, one is the most digestible and offers the most benefits for the most people. It is unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. It is easily digested and comes in three delicious flavors. Whether you want better energy, better blood sugar, more endurance, or clearer thinking, One World Whey is a must for you to try. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Talk Live. You dial in toll free, take control of the airwaves, and bring up anything you want at 800-259-9231. That number brought to you by SACL CAI. It's 1-800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wade.
And Mark.
Don't forget, you can visit us online at freetalklive.com. We've got the Shrine of Female Listeners there with dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program. Go to shrine.freetalklive.com. You can see that there. It's totally free. That's shrine.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? JurisDictionary.com is a course for people without lawyers who have to know what it takes to win. It'll show you how to move the court, how to get evidence, how to do all the things that you need to do in order to win a case. And it's also for people with lawyers who want to know what it takes, how to minimize legal fees and maximize winning by knowing what their lawyer should be doing. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy, the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. You can get it at JurisDictionary.com. This is the kind of legal education that you should have gotten in school, but didn't. Rush up now, JurisDictionary.com.
All right, so 800-259-9231. We continue with your phone calls. Then coming up, another talk show host is on the attack against libertarians. We'll explain. It's because of the whole Ron Paul situation. But first, we'll talk to Benjamin, listening in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Benjamin.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to thank the Free State Project and the other liberty activists out there for inspiring me and my brother. We are members of the Free State Project, but for various reasons, we can't make it out there for another year or two.
Okay.
And when the whole We Won't Fly campaign started, we really got on board with that. We wanted to, start doing activism. We got that little bug in us.
Mm-hmm.
And what we found is that there really wasn't an activist community in this area. There weren't a lot of liberty lovers.
Where are you in California?
We live about an hour north of Sacramento.
Okay.
So there really, we couldn't find anything around here. And when we did stuff up there at the Sacramento airport, there was only a couple of us.
Gotcha.
And so I know,
and
I know you'll tell us to wait till we get to New Hampshire to really start doing activism, and I agree with that because there's a nice, you know, base of support there. But we feel like we should do something now. We should plant some seeds of liberty here that can foster and grow once we leave. And so we've been getting out there and doing some stuff. Right now we're concentrating on kind of populist issues, like red flex, red light cameras. And after we're done doing some of that, we're going to move on to DHS partnership with Walmart, and then we're going to start doing some jury outreach and stuff like that.
I think that's fantastic. I mean, if you're taking a safe route, then that makes more sense.
We are playing it fairly safe. We have cameras and audio recorders, which, by the way, have come in handy because we've had interactions with the police already.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, there's never a safe route as far as being an activist. There are some things that are safer than others, but any time you're out there sticking your head above the water, taking a position that is contrary to the status quo, there is the chance that the people in the status quo will be upset and will send their armed agents after you. And you're right, it's a smart move to have a video camera, an audio recording device, or both on you, or more than that, on you at any given time when you're out doing things. Even something as benign and as seemingly normal and acceptable as outreach, as we've seen recently, people doing fully informed jury activism in Florida are now being threatened with felony arrests for doing so in the Orlando area at the courthouse there, where it's been banned from a full four-city block swath. So the people in power take this stuff pretty seriously.
Well, in our latest outreach, I mean, we were doing something as benign as holding signs underneath one of the red light cameras.
That's not benign, sir. You're threatening their revenue.
But we were just standing there. We weren't, you know, doing anything. And we had a gentleman come up and tell us, and we were wearing Guy Fawkes masks because we were trying to get attention. I mean, so we were doing that, but we were just standing there. And we had someone come to us and tell us that there was a bank behind us. That we were separated by a fence. We didn't even know there was a bank there because it was facing the opposite direction. And when we brought our cameras out, he physically forced them out of our hands and he took them from us.
Whoa, who was this?
Yeah. Now, see, that's the thing. We're new to this up to a little bit, and while we've learned a lot from the Liberty community and watching the videos and seeing how other people handle stuff, you know, when you get into that moment, you get flustered.
Sure you do.
So he acted like he was a law enforcement officer in plain clothes, but he was wearing a windbreaker with a police insignia on it.
Hmm.
So I failed to get his name and his badge number before he vanished, basically. He ran off.
Did he take your cameras?
Well, what happened is he took our cameras because we were recording them. He frisked us, something I've never had happen to me in my entire life.
Wow.
Then he berated us about, you know, you shouldn't wear a mask near a bank, basically. Luckily for us, well, we use Quick.
That's QIK.com. It's a way to stream from your cell phone, your smartphone, audio and video.
To me, it's an invaluable tool.
Absolutely is. It's one of the most, I think, important advances for activism that we've seen in the last decade.
But the guy never identified himself as an officer. He just
He strongly implied that he was an officer. Well, here's what happened. Luckily, normally I would turn the phone off to lock it to prevent, you know, them having access to my phone.
Mm-hmm.
But the way he took it, I didn't have a chance to do that.
Mm.
But he put it into his pocket, so we have all of the audio of what happened.
Oh, wow.
So he continued recording. After he basically decided to let us go, he gave us back our phones, and because he kept trying to, you know, he's going to educate us.
Yeah.
And tell us how it's done and how we're supposed to act with an officer. But I insisted on telling him that was our property in the state of California. If you're in public, there's almost no circumstance under which you can't be recorded.
Mm-hmm.
There's no expectation of privacy. And he tells us that the reason he took our phones was because they could have been guns.
I can tell you any kind of stupid story, and you have to accept it.
Well, and what makes it even more stupid and obvious that he didn't even think that when he took our phones away is that at the very beginning of the encounter, he starts telling us to put our phones away. Now, he didn't tell us to put our guns away. He said, put our phones away. And he
right.
only took them after we refused to put them away.
Yeah.
The now, killer's so a new gun.
Yeah,
if he thought
true.
We actually had guns, he would have had a gun drawn
yeah.
and been proning us out. He wouldn't
yeah.
have asked us to put them away, please.
Then how stupid would that have looked on video? I mean, it was dumb enough for him to say that, but it would have looked even more dumb for him to pull his gun out and hold two men at gunpoint for holding onto video cameras.
Indeed.
So I'm glad that you ended up getting your stuff back in that particular case. And, you know, like you said, when the pressure's on, it's difficult to say the right things or to ask the right questions. And, man, I've done it a bunch of times, and I still botch it up. So it's tough, and it's certainly helps to have other people. I'm glad you had your friend there. At the very least, there were two of you rather than just you going it alone. That certainly helps.
Absolutely. Well, and, you know, luckily we got our stuff back and, you know, we went back to doing our outreach. We did file a police report afterwards just so there's a paper trail, not because we actually think they're going to do anything. But I will say that the local police, because this is not in our hometown, but the local police were kind of shocked by what had happened, and I don't know.
Now, you got this guy's face on video, right? So you could ask them, hey, is this one of your agents?
We don't have his face on video, but we are planning on going back and finding this guy because we're pretty sure he must have just been a rent-a-cop for the bank.
Maybe. Who knows?
And an off-duty police officer.
How old are you guys?
I'm 25. Actually, my birthday is here in a little bit, so I'll be 26. And my brother's 23.
You know, usually these guys they'll push their weight around with younger guys is what mm-hmm. they do. I mean, you know, it's just a natural fact of life that the older you are, the more you hate young guys when you're male.
Mall cop, especially young slim guys.
Yep. That's I suspect you're probably right. He probably was a rent-a-cop for the bank.
Who knows?
Yeah, that's
no
our
evidence.
Best guess.
All right, well,
we're going to find out.
Thanks for the story tonight. And one of the other things, folks, and thank you for the call, and certainly let us know if you have any more interesting encounters. Good luck out there with the activism prior to getting to New Hampshire. It's good to get your feet wet. I'm not opposed to it. Just understand the risks you're running. You're running the risk is that if something does happen, if that cop tackles you and hurts you and arrests you, then you just don't have the same backup system.
Not even close.
That is risky. 800-259-9231, but nobody ever got anywhere who didn't take risk first. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
The holiday season provides a great opportunity to share a vision of freedom and how we'll get there. And all of the inspirational and beautifully illustrated publications from BigHeadPress.com are great tools for sharing the freedom message with thoughtful stories, and they are extremely entertaining and a pleasure to read. Just one of the many imaginative graphic novels from BigHeadPress.com is Escape from Terra. Humanity is going to space and government is not invited. Space pioneers seeking wealth and freedom in outer space. Check out BigHeadPress.com.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Men, take control of your prostate health without the risk of nasty side effects with Prostate Secure. Early detection, regular prostate exams, and PSA tests are a must for men over 40. Listen, if you have symptoms of an enlarged prostate but don't want to take a drug with possible nasty side effects, or if you're over 40, then use Prostate Secure, a natural dietary supplement for men. Prostate Secure is a scientifically formulated blend of clinically significant amounts of natural ingredients. It brings together the most powerful plant sterols like beta-cytosterol and saw palmetto, along with antioxidants such as vitamin D3, resveratrol, and lycopene to support good prostate health, proper urinary flow, function, and more. Check out ProstateSecure.com. Order online and save 10% with promo code SAVE10 or call 1-800-239-9432. That's 800-239-9432. Or visit ProstateSecure.com. Take control of your prostate health naturally with Prostate Secure.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free, take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the various different features you'll find there. Completely free news updates. You want to keep up to date on what's going on with Free Talk Live, go and follow our news releases via email or Twitter or Facebook. You can get signed up for any one of those or more than one for free, of course, at news.freetalklive.com. That's news.freetalklive.com.
If you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections, SACL CAI does collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged off receivables. They know that your clients are important to you, so their employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you want to keep your clients too. SACL CAI. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top one on the right-hand side of the page.
All right, 800-259-9231. We're going to continue taking your phone calls. You can bring up anything. Michael is in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live, Ian, Wayne, and Mark. Hello, Michael.
Hello, how are you doing?
Hey, just great. What's on your mind?
I was just wondering, you know, why we have televisions in emergency rooms.
Why don't we have televisions in emergency rooms?
No, why do we?
Oh.
Is this a joke?
Because it takes a long time finally get in to see a doctor.
Well, I mean, but that's wasted tax dollars. I mean,
what's the wasted tax dollars? Is the cable subscription or
the whole shebang, the contraption, the TV, and the little arm that swings it around.
Well, what makes you think that tax dollars are spent on that? We're talking about hospital rooms, right? Hospital emergency rooms?
Okay, so doesn't the government make hospitals?
No, not really. Not in this country. Most of them are not government-run.
Okay, well, it's still wasted money.
That's your opinion. You can have an opinion about how a hospital spends its money.
Sure, the radio in your car is wasted money too. In that case, right?
It depends on your perspective, right? Sure. I mean, somebody.
I'm taking his perspective. Yeah. I'm applying it to his car. Do you have a radio in your car?
Yes.
There you go. Wasted money.
You know what?
You should pry that thing out of there. See if you can take it to the pawn shop. Get $20 for it.
There's actually a very good reason to have a television in a waiting room of an emergency room, and it's to keep people calm and distracted.
I'm not talking about the waiting room. I'm talking about in the room. In the emergency room.
Oh, well, that one's paid for by the government.
Wait a minute. Wait, hold on. When you say in the emergency room, you mean where people wait to be seen by a doctor?
I mean, yeah.
That's the emergency waiting room, is where you wait until they take you into an actual
room. I'm talking about after you've left the waiting room and you're in the room where, like, where if I had my leg cut off or my
finger
cut off.
Where they're suturing you or whatever, where they're actually working on you, there's a television there, too?
Right.
Well, it seems a little unusual. I've never seen that before, but then again, I haven't been in too many hospital rooms, thank goodness.
Serious? Yeah, but see, that's what I'm talking about. They do in my hospital where I live at in Titus County. They got TV.
Sure, ask them to turn it off if it really is bothering you. I mean, I'm sure they'd be happy to do that for you.
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Have y'all heard of Planet X?
Yeah. Yeah, it's outside the rotation of Pluto. Is that right?
Right. It's got this elliptical orbit, 2,000-year orbit. Have we already blown it out to smithereens because they say it's banished off of Google Space?
Well, it's maybe it's because it's not actually a planet. Pluto got downgraded as to a planet-like object or something like that. So maybe they've decided.
There's X called Nibiru. They called it Nibiru, and it was coming in, and you can see it like a comet. And now you get on Google, and they've kind of like erased it, or they blurred it away.
Well, I don't think we've had anything that's gotten out that far yet. So I
have you ever seen them shooting stars like crazy?
I guess I've seen
them. No, they're really pretty though. I do like seeing shooting stars. I would like to see more. As a matter of fact, is this a good night for that? Maybe I'll go outside later. Actually, it's cold. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. Was the suggestion going to be that they blew up Planet X, and that's why there are more shooting stars?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I think that when you're looking for something, you see other things.
Yeah.
For example, I know people that buy these $2,500 night vision goggles, and they look up into the sky, and they claim they see things that you wouldn't normally see.
Wow.
Like spaceships and alien wars and all this stuff. It's pretty
far out.
Pretty out there.
So, so TVs in hospital rooms, big concern apparently for Michael. I guess if you don't like it, just ask him to turn it off, dude. I understand where you're coming from, Wayne. I mean, people, when they are having an emergency, they're freaking out, and anything that can be done to calm them down is an important thing.
Distract them.
Most of the time spent in a hospital is waiting on something anyway. So if somebody is waiting there with their leg, lopped off for a doctor to get into the room, you want them to at least be able to watch Dancing with the Stars, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I may share the concern, and maybe he had the same concern, that Americans watch a lot of TV and that there's a lot of really, pro-state propaganda on television, and that, certainly it is, in many cases, it can be very fun, and the programming can be very good, but there's a lot of really crappy programs out there.
For some people, TV is a sedative of choice. So instead of giving them a pill, you let them watch the television because
they're
used
to
it. Yeah.
That's what they do. It's what they do when they're at home. It's comfortable for them.
And if I owned a 100% privately funded hospital, I would have TVs in there.
Yep, absolutely. Let's continue here at 800-259-9231. Nick is in Illinois. Nick, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Wayne and Mark.
Hello.
Hey, Nick.
Forbes article is a classic distraction technique, which is part of the psychological defense mechanism, which I believe is called reaction formation, one symptom of which is where you accuse other people of being exactly what you are that you look like the opposite of what
right.
you are.
Right. What you're referring to is the Forbes article accusing Ron Paul of being a financial crack dealer, basically saying that he is attempting to lure the youth of America into giving up their responsibilities to take care of other people, when in point of fact, it's the government that is encouraging people to give up their responsibilities. Is that kind of what you're talking about?
Exactly. I mean, they get you addicted to programs, and then, just like I was talking about last night, then it becomes a sin to cut funding to anything, even something like public radio.
That's why it may take a collapse for this all to get settled.
Just like with a real addiction, sometimes you can't get off it until you hit that rock bottom and everything crashes. But there is one way in which Rick Unger is kind of right. Going off the government grid can be costly, but that's only because the government has already sucked up and consumed so much capital and crowded out so many private institutions, which either could exist or did exist, like the mutual aid societies from the 19th century, which used to be an effective means of providing health care and welfare. It's amazing how many people don't even know those exist, or don't even know that those did exist.
Yeah, I'll just to mention one of them, called the Shakers. This was a you know, an offshoot of the Quakers that believed in celibacy and communal living, and they'd have what they called winter shakers, which are people that, you know, during the wintertime, rather than, you know, going around, because during the good seasons, they'd live the high life, they'd go around, they'd do some work and stuff like that. During the winter, they'd go live with the shakers and be celibate, and then they'd go off and go, you know, live their lives. So they, and the shakers didn't care. They'd be like, okay. You know, that's just they
chop some wood.
Yep, they take them in. So there's lots of different things like that.
It seems to me like the Forbes author's main hang-up is the fear that unless forced, people will not pay into a mutual aid scheme. But I think that's a ridiculous notion on its face. Mm-hmm. If such institutions had the chance to exist, I bet people would be plenty willing to pay into a mutual aid society that promises to take care of them when they're older, fall on hard times.
Absolutely.
Well, look at all the Americans that donated when that tsunami happened a few years back.
And it didn't even happen here. You're talking about donating to Thailand or wherever it was, right?
Yeah, the hundreds of millions of dollars of American money went to help those people.
Right, but I think you don't even need to rely on charity. You can just rely on self-interest and it'll still work itself out. Who doesn't like the idea of being taken care of if you join a society that promises to take care of you as long as you pay some percentage of your income?
Yeah, well, and then you've also got a contract, too, don't you? I mean, if you're signing on with a mutual aid society, you're choosing, A, which society in which to join, and you're, B, actually getting into a contractual agreement with these people, whereas with the government, if they decide to change the rules with Social Security, you're just screwed.
Yeah, and with a charity or a mutual aid society, if you're donating to them and they become corrupt or wasteful, you can just withdraw your funding and go find another group that meets your values better.
And that's all I have to say.
Thanks, Nick, for the call. I appreciate the thoughts at 800-259-9231. That number is brought to you by SACL CAI. Coming up, we talked to a gentleman earlier about his situation with a supposed cop taking his cell phone camera from him, and turns out there's an update on from our friend Carlos Miller, actually, over at carlosmiller.com and his new website, Pixiq, PIXIQ.com, where you may recall there was a settlement recently that the feds apparently sent out a memo training their officers of the development where a court stated that photography of federal buildings is indeed legal and that it is wrong, they should not be illegally harassing photographers. And, of course, we predicted that this will change nothing because it's just a memo, and if they continue to harass photographers, very little will be done as a result. If they are taking people's cameras and things like that, there's nothing that can be done to these officers besides sending out another memo. So we'll find out what has happened in the wake of this court decision. 800-259-9231. You might be able to guess. Hour 3 is next. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Ovaltine. Give your kids the nutrition they need to be their best. Visit us at OvaltineUSA.com. Telling your child about healthy food choices is important, but showing her what to eat goes a lot further. Have her help create the grocery list, then bring her to the store with you. Picking out healthy foods together helps kids get in the habit of thinking about what they're eating every day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.